4:30. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? After the pledge, please remain standing for a moment of silence in honor of Lucille Waltz, Regine's mother-in-law who just recently passed.
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you. Moving on to reports and communications. Superintendent update.
All right. I'll start off with, we've had two schools complete their running rallies, and although it was very cold, and they should have been done inside, the celebration of students never gets old. So great to see how many students are celebrated by our staff and their parents and the parents, and how much all the students love these rallies. Bear River's rallies are tomorrow at 8:30 and 1 o'clock, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As I reported at the last meeting, we're in the middle of a food service audit. We have provided all of the items they have asked for. They have picked Wheatland Elementary as a school that they're going to come to for one day this month. They don't tell us a day, and they're going to observe our staff in the process. Then on April 8th, they will come back to go over the items that they found and if we need to make changes, what those changes would be. It's an interesting process given the fact that everything's free now. And I asked them, why are you auditing? You know, you ask questions about what do we do when a child doesn't have money? Well, we don't do anything. It's free. So, again, I think it's one of those things where these audits are just state mandated and they just do them. But so it's a lot of work, though. We have the county spelling bee coming up on March 28th, and that'll be in the government center in Marysville. We have a minimum day on March 29th, and then the week of April 1st through the 5th is spring break, so all students are off. The schools will be closed that week, but the district office will be open. We also have an audit going on right now for the ag grants, and I say ag grants, there are all kinds of them, but it's going to keep Ange and Shelley pretty busy. We have submitted everything at least 5 times, and they can't seem to really figure it out. So we'll just keep playing the game and moving forward. Luckily, we're down to like 3 bullet points with them, so we'll see. Good. It's finally an outside agency that's doing the audit, so it won't be the personality issue that we've had to deal with this group. We have a health aide position open again at Lone Tree Elementary. This is the 4th time. The first time we selected an applicant, she declined the job on the day that it was offered. Not sure why she interviewed. The 2nd time, the applicant got their base pass and was going to start right after winter break and then didn't. The 3rd time, we hired somebody. He worked for a few weeks and he just up and quit a few days ago. So it's now open for the 4th time. Hopefully we can find somebody that really wants the position and wants to be here long term.
Though,
yes, they do. That leads me right to the next thing. It's almost like I paid you to say that. So we obviously we had a gate issue today because of protesters. I will say that I think the school and the base handled this very well. Many of our employees were stuck for over an hour in line. Note, I wanted to make sure, because I know you guys all heard from people, no tardies were issued, no child got in trouble for being late, and nobody missed breakfast, and nobody missed the rally. Everything went fine.
Next time so. I'll sell coffee from my driveway and, you know, donuts or something.
Yeah.
You didn't miss a beat, you just kept going, you started your rally on time, you just like
She pulled her hair out, but she kept it all.
I really, really good team, and they were right there, so they were.
Yeah. All right, so I'll move on to the attendance report. At the time of the agenda, we had 1,332 students. We've since enrolled even a couple more from the apartments over here. It's 13 less than this time last year, but four more than last month. We have 93 students in the preschool program, which is 19 less than last year and three more than last month, but that's much better than it used to be, 40 less, so we're getting there. And we have a total of 1,425 with all groups, which is 32 less than last year, but seven more than last month. So that's what I have for reports and communication.
Sorry, I'm still reading it. Moving on to the consent agenda.
Number three.
Reports, communications from the public, items not on the agenda.
You're up.
Yeah, that's you in it.
No, she's not.
Hi, everybody. Good to see you guys. Yes, thank you guys for all of your support today. It was pretty crazy. It took us about 50 minutes to get on base, and we left real early. But everybody was doing well. Thank you, Jody and your team. Everybody, thank you. First thing, we do have a 1-2-3 Magic Parenting class coming up on the 27th. And it is at 9 o'clock, and it's in our building at the Child and Youth Resource Center. I think Ms. Walsh wanted it. Can I send it to her? Okay. Thank you. And the families will get a free book, and we'll have a little breakfast for them and things like that. So, and if you guys ever wanted to come out to kind of see what we do, that'd be great too.
What day is that?
It's going to be on a Wednesday, and it's the 27th of March from 9 to 11. You're welcome. We also are having an Everything EFMP, and EFMP is our Exceptional Family Member Program. So it's our military families that have either children or a spouse that has special needs. They're having a little event, and they're trying to do this each quarter so that families can come and learn more about the medical side of the house, what's required, and that kind of thing, too, and who they need to contact. So we have that, too. And I have a flyer for you. I'll give you all this. Okay. A really cool thing's coming up is the Auto Expo. So if you really love really cool cars, May 18th, it'll be open to the public. And it doesn't say a time, but I know it's in the evening. So if you like to see really cool cars, come on out to the base. And we'll get more information to you as well.
Perfect.
Next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, they're also going to have their EFMP, Exceptional Family Member Program Easter Extravaganza. And that'll be at the Youth Center, and it'll be from 9 to 11. So what they do, the base does a big Easter egg hunt or a big activities. So EFMP does a little bit smaller, gentler, quieter, sensory-friendly Easter egg hunt. So that'll be there at the Youth Center from 9 to 11 on the 23rd of March. Last but not least, there's the Military Child Education Coalition still has their call for the arts out. And it's for any student that loves to draw, all kinds of really cool media, great prizes. They have, the winners will receive $100. They have Amazon gift cards, $100, $75, and $50. And submissions must be in by April the 30th. So, and I don't know if any of you saw, let's see, it was last month, the Youth Center put on an arts gala at the community center, I'm sorry, at the Recce Point Club. It was beautiful. So a lot of their art, there's three or four different artists, and their stuff is going to go forward national. So it's just beautiful. And they had wine and cheese. Not real wine, though. Just fake. Just fake Kool-Aid.
Fake juice.
So, anyways, lots
Thank
going
you.
On. Thank you guys very much for everything. And Thank God it's warm weather. Appreciate it.
Once the wind goes away.
Yeah, it's like the wind goes away. We'll yeah.
I'll take the fun.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Any other communication from the public? Moving on to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion for the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to action items, 5.1, adoption of the 23-24 second interim report, budget revisions, and EPA certifications.
Okay, so this is the time of year that you get your lovely presentation on the budget. So as you know, we do the budget in June, and we do the first interim in September, October, and then the second interim, and then the ending. This year's goal was 8.22, and it only went to LCFF dollars, so that's about 75% of our money. The funding increases for other things, like lottery, which we get funding increase, mandated block grant, there was no increase. Categoricals got a smaller, like 3% COLA. We do have continued funding for LCFF. Other ongoing funding is special ed, universal TK, ELOP, which is after school, and universal meals, which is everybody who's free. Arts and music. So we have money that starts this year for Prop 28, it's arts and music money. However, we're supposed to start spending it, but they haven't given us the rules or the audit requirements. And so until they give us that, we don't want to spend the money, because if we spend the money on something that we shouldn't have, then we're going to have to take that out of the general fund and pay it back. So, and it's not like it has to be used this year, so we're going to hold off on that a little bit. The Learning Recovery Emergency Block Grant. So the government decided to reduce that by 14%. We're lucky. We're one of the lucky districts. We did not spend all of our money. We kept some of it. And so the reduction doesn't hurt us. Other districts spent 100% of their money last year. Now they have to come up with general fund money to pay back 14%. And then there will be new restrictions on the spending of the LREEG.
So what kind of savings is 14%?
It depends on the district. It depends on, it's not a reduction. So we're losing 14%.
Okay, but I mean, I guess not savings, but what we didn't have to use. So each different, each district is different.
Each district. Based on number of students and all
that. Okay.
This is the end of our one-time dollars that we received throughout the years over COVID. All of it has to be expended by September of 2024. We are pretty close to finishing it off. And that's exactly what you want to do, because if you have anything left over in September, you got to give it back. And we don't ever want to give money back. And then pension obligations. So as I've explained in the last few years, pensions keep going up for sturdy MERS. This year, the state was supposed to help with some of that. They didn't. Next year, we're looking at a dismal budget compared to the last few years. Hence why we have two-year agreements with our employees where they got the COLA this year. Next year, they're predicting the COLA to be less than 1%. Right now, they're at 0.76. When everything else is going up, like 20%. So revenues, our LCFF didn't change, which is again unusual. Usually we have more money coming in because they give us more per kid, but not this time. Our federal revenue only went up $14,000, and most of that is attributed to special ed. Their per amount went up. Again, special ed, we spend a lot more than we receive, both special ed and other state revenues went up about $39,000. Most of that is grants to the ELOC or the Full Steam Ahead or the Vet Tech. So it went up a little bit, but most of it is accounted for in those grants. And then $224,000 increase in other local, and that is mainly if we sell something or Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is a big part of it. And then
special ed transfer from CO. I want you to look at that special ed transfer. Because we have always had to give them money. But now that we do our own programming, we owe for our three children that are at Virginia School, and they cost about $60,000 a kid, which is a high amount of money. But because the county collects property taxes for us, they actually end up owing us money this year, about $120,000. So they pay for the kids out of that property tax and have to give us money. So our total revenues went up about $278,000. Expenditures. So our student aid salaries went up, obviously. A lot of extra time, and then an increase in pupil support for special ed. We have classified salaries that also went up. And again, remember this is budgeted. It doesn't mean it's all expended. And then these are the benefit amounts, 19.1% for STIRS, 25% for PERS, and then you can do that. These pretty much stay stagnant. Those two are the ones that are really starting to be difficult for every district. So in our first interim, we had employee benefits of $7,670,000, so we have less in our second, which is, they trued it up. Remember I told you, we kind of had a mess with the budget at the beginning? So Jen has been getting everything in line and trued it up, so we actually are saving $160,000. Books and supplies, we're budgeted to spend 1.4, and most of that is because of the new grants, the additional expenses. And then service and other outgoing, we're about the same as we were at first year. Not much of a difference. Capital outlay, we're not buying any buildings or anything, so we have no capital outlay. Other outgo, no change from first year. Transfers, no change from first year. So that's for indirect costs. It goes from certain programs into the general fund. So it's money from one small pot to another. So our total expenditures went up by $286,000. And no changes from transferred out. That's the transfer we make over to the child development to help offset. So right now, second interim says we're going to overspend by $2.5 million. First interim says the same thing. It's not that much of a difference. I say this every year, you guys know it. We never do this, right? We never spend all of that. I am worried that we will overspend this year, but we have a very good fund balance. So we have $11 million right now in reserves. So if we were to overspend by the 2.5, we still have $9 million. But we won't overspend by 2.5. We never do. I say that now. And this is the makeup of the fund balance. So we have the reserve for economic uncertainties that's required. We have salary and benefits for a month. We have revolving cash, future textbook adoptions, and then we have one with the public deficit spending. So that's it's a reserve in case we run into a situation where the state says, hey, we're going to pay you next year for this year. And then we have our multi-year, which is just a shock value. Basically, if we were to continue to go at this rate, we would be spending down our reserve every quarter. And this is where our fund balances are. So general, the net change of 2.5 is where what you saw earlier. Cafeteria, we need to spend that down. Special reserve, we've been spending money out of that for projects. So we still have a hefty amount of money. That's it. So I would tell you that we're in a good place, but I am worried about the future if the state doesn't change. I think the state will change because even inflation that was at 7% is now down to 3%. So we should see some improvement. Plus, next year is an election year. So they always seem to find money in election years. So. Anyways, that's the second interim. We have to have it to the county by tomorrow. So I'm happy to answer any questions. And if not,
then make a motion.
Questions? Can I get a motion?
Make a motion that we approve 5.1 for the interim budget.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 5.2, increase in developer fees.
So every year, the state looks at what a developer fee should be, and we have to do a study to make sure that we can move up to what they recommend. And so we had the developer fee study done, and based on the fact that we have building and all that, we are able to raise our fees. Sorry, I clicked on the wrong one. We do a 60-40 split with the high school, and so the state raised their fee to $5.17 a square foot. So that would mean that we get to raise our fee to $3.10 a square foot and 50 cents a square foot for commercial. And then developer fee for storage doesn't change. It's 2 cents a square foot. So it's not very much for a storage unit. But that's, it's, you know, basically the way they do developer fees is based on occupancy. And so they know that storage facilities occupy a bunch of junk, but don't occupy people. So it doesn't impact schools like building of homes or those types of things.
Any questions on 5.2? Can I get a motion?
Oh, I should say, I'm sorry, just before you motion. If you approve this, it cannot go into effect for 60 days. So you approve it tonight. We can't start charging the new fee for basically 2 months.
Motion?
Make a motion to accept 5.2 increase in developer fees.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 5.3, approve the renewal of agreement with InterQuest Detection Canines.
So this is our dogs that come to Bear River only, and they would do 10 visits. It's $420 per visit, and I would say that since we've been using these canines, we have seen a lot less marijuana and whatnot on campuses or on Bear River campus. So I think it's a good investment of $4,200, but we bring it to you for renewal. We renew it every year. And it goes up a little bit every year. I think it was $400 this year.
And that's for 10 months?
It's for one, they come once a month for September through June, basically.
Can I get a motion?
Make a motion to approve 5.3.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 5.4, Wheatland School District Wellness Plan Update.
Okay, so because we are going through a food service audit, it makes us look at certain things. And so we looked at the wellness policy, and we need to update it to get it within the legal parameters of what the state says. And so we have two things here. One is a board policy that would change, 5030, which is, that's number 5.5. And then we have the wellness plan itself that would change. And it's really to get in line with what the state requires. I think the biggest change in the wellness plan is that it will require a wellness committee to start looking at the plan on a yearly basis. So we would have to have a committee in place by next year, before the end of the year, to look at the wellness plan to make sure we're staying up to what the state wants. I think some people think that the wellness plan is just about the cafeteria, and it is not. It's about a lot more than that. But the food in the cafeteria and all those things, they do play a role in it. I was asked by a couple of people about the food, and I can tell you that nobody on a wellness committee is going to be able to change that. It's USDA requirements that we follow, and we buy our food prepackaged like every other district does, because otherwise you have to write your own recipes, then you have to submit those to the USDA. They have to be within those parameters of what they allow. And then you can maybe bring it back, but the new law is you can't cook in your own kitchens anymore in schools. Not to mention, we couldn't afford we couldn't afford the people to do that. Like the old days, we all remember, you know, the great dinner rolls and biscuits and gravy and all that. Of course, they didn't have the rules they have in now, like no salt and stuff. So, but we do buy all of ours from the commodity from, and it's all of Northern California that buys from the same place. So this is the wellness policy updated, and the next one is the board policy updated to match that. You can take them one at a time or both together.
Do we have any questions?
Make a motion that we approve 5.4 and 5.5 together, the wellness plan update and then the wellness board policy.
Second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 5.4 and 5.5 carry. 5.6, 2324 and 2425 employment agreement with CSEA and local chapter 626.
So this is our final group that we were able to negotiate with. It is the same agreement that we have with all other employees, the 8%. The charter was approved yesterday by the charter board. And so this week or this month, teachers are getting the retro or WESTA certificated. So this would be next month, all of our classified employees would get their retro based on the agreement.
Do we have any questions? If not, can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any comments from the board?
It's my condolences, Regine.
Okay, well, if that's all, we'll adjourn the meeting.